Cambridge 105.
The weekend reminded us that we weren't too far away from the holiday season with Christmas light switch-ons in Cambridge and in Peterborough, where we saw the first live performance of the NMG Collective's Do They Know It's Christmas?
Ladies and gentlemen, sing along, feel Christmassy, get happy with the NMG Collective.
Cathedral Square makes a noise for the NMG Collective.
It went well. I mean, everyone knows that I was kind of nervous about getting it right because I kept on mucking up the lyrics in rehearsals. But yeah, thank God I got through it. Some lines we already knew what we were doing. We had about half an hour, 45 minutes rehearsal beforehand. Is that right? Yeah.
So who got a different line to what was in the recording?
Robbie Williams did it like in 2006. But I used to do Robbie Williams impressions when I was young and used to look like him. Yeah, it was great. I just got to impersonate Robbie. It was great. Beautiful.
Okay. Who else? Melody, coming in, second line.
I don't know who did it before, but yeah, it was really good. Yeah.
It was fun.
I think we were just having fun.
Right.
Yeah.
Who would be prepared to do it again? They're you two. You must be used to these performances, this sort of thing.
Well, prepared to do it again?
Yeah,
well, right on. Now, I think, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we could do that, couldn't we? Yeah. No, I think, yeah, I thought it was good fun, actually. It was a good giggle.
We got into it, we were dancing and clapping and waving at the crowd.
And the crowd got into it, waving their arms and they whatnot
were,
as well.
Well, so, yeah. The two old ladies at the front.
They were loving it.
And how about the rehearsals? Could you have done with a little bit more? It sounded great, anyway.
No, we were fine. Everyone's profesh. We know what we're doing.
How was the rap? How was it going there?
It was cool, thank you. Yeah, literally got the rhymes on deck. It was only a small part, so I literally tried to like put all my make sure it was right. So it was cool.
Yeah. It's really good fun. Yeah, I came in. I didn't help out on the recording, but came in to do tonight. I can't sing. I play drums, so I think it went well.
And you heard there from Michael of 28 Boulevard, Felix from The Abstracts, Melody Causton, Griff and Vicky from Fred's House, Azubike, and also Mark of The Abstracts, also The Abstracts. The single is being released on December the 1st. You can order it now from the New Music Generator website, and you'll find that at newmusicgenerator.com. Tim is in the studio with me now. Of course, he put all the project together, and you've got news of some more live gigs as well.
Yes. So we weren't planning on doing any live performances to begin with.
You were saying next year when we were recording that.
Yeah, well, I just thought it was too much too soon. But the people in Peterborough asked us to go along and do the switch on, so we did, and it went quite well. So we're going to be doing two more between now and the end of the year. The first will be at Millrow Winter Fair on the 6th of December. On a Cambridge 105 stage somewhere.
Choice
and
of two.
Yes, and there'll probably be maybe a couple of performances throughout the day. And then the main one is going to be at the Cambridge Junction on December the 19th for their Fiver Night that they do, where five or six bands play over the course of the evening. I've managed to get us a slot before the headliner band goes on. It's going to be a very busy night, and there's lots of people going to that, so could be performing in front of 500-600 people.
It's a tricky one to organise, actually. All of them are, because the bands will presumably have commitments elsewhere, other places.
Yeah.
They said they'd be playing out already.
Yeah, so I know that some people can't make it already, which was the case with this. We had 10 people come and represent the NMG Collective on Saturday, and we just reallocated the lines for those people that couldn't be there. So we'll do that again. But, you know, from a live spectacle point of view, it doesn't make a huge difference, to be honest. And it gives us an opportunity to raise some money and sell the CDs. Because they'll be out at that point. So, yes, looking forward to that.
That's pretty good. Thank you very much. And so New Music Generator, back with that on this Wednesday.
Mm.
When, I know you're going to be playing it on the New Music Generator, but which one do we get to hear the final track on as recorded in the studio?
Not this week, next week.
Next week. So that's
the
big one, as it were.
Yes, you'll hear it on is it 27th next Wednesday?
Barely know what day of the week it is.
26.
So the number 26.
You'll hear it on the 26th for the first time on Cambridge 105. Yeah, I've got two guests this Wednesday as well, by the way. I've got Cara Lumley at 8:30 and Danny Kingsley at 7:30, two solo singer-songwriters.
Oh, double value. Look forward to that. Thank you very much, Tim.